Starting tonight, Alaskans will get a chance to give their opinions on a plan to nearly double the size of military training ranges around the state and the Gulf of Alaska, and to train more late into the night with aircraft, artillery, and missiles. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
U.S. military leaders say they need more room and better facilities to enable realistic training with both Army and Air Force units in order to fight and win 21st century warfare. So the Alaskan Command is proposing changes that would expand the Joint Pacific Alaska Range Complex, a 65,000 square mile mosaic of training ranges and airspace scattered throughout the interior and eastern Alaska, mainly around Eielson Air Force Base and Fort Wainwright and Fort Greely. The military proposes to expand airspace now designated as military operations areas and create more such restricted airspaces and corridors between airfields and training ranges. It seeks new ranges and facilities that would enable ground units to train with the Air Force for both high-tempo and high-tech electronic warfare, as well as smaller-scale guerrilla-style combat. The proposals would allow more joint Army and Air Force training exercises, some with artillery and missiles, and some that would be held year-round and late into the night. Alaskan Command spokesman Air Force Captain Uriah Orland says if the proposals get final approval, expansion of the Joint Pacific Alaska Range Complex would begin in about 3 years. Orland says the expanded range complex would allow all the armed services, especially those based in Alaska, such as the Army's Stryker Brigade and aircraft out of Eielson and Elmendorf, to conduct expansive, realistic training.
So the Army, the Air Force, the Navy, and the Marines, and even Coast Guard are training together to bring economic efficiencies. It brings more realistic training that we actually do in combat, so we can train the way we fight.
The proposals also would incorporate a new 58,000 square mile training area in the Gulf of Alaska into the range complex expansion. That area would enable naval vessels to participate in joint exercises and train for anti-submarine warfare. Orland said in an interview last month that the area east of Kodiak Island will allow fighter aircraft stationed at Elmendorf to conduct annual training relatively nearby instead of on the other side of the continent.
The F-22 pilots have an annual requirement to fire a live fire or missiles to stay proficient in that. Currently, they have to go to Florida to do that, which means we take our F-22s from up here and we fly all the way to Florida to do that training. One of the proposals is that they do that over the Gulf of Alaska.
The military says Alaska is the only place in the United States where a complex of training ranges like this could be designated because of the vast areas here with relatively little population. But to account for the likelihood that some who live around the ranges may not like the maximum amount of training time and space requested by the military, the proposals also include lesser alternatives. For example, a proposal on nighttime training includes alternative to permit use of airspace until 11 p.m. during March and October, or a maximum alternative that would allow activity until midnight, year-round. In cases where the public raises too many objections, the military would simply not change existing training times and areas. Members of the public will get their chance to comment on the proposals in 7 public meetings to be held around the state over the next couple of weeks. The public comments are required as part of the environmental impact statement the military must complete before it moves ahead with the plan. The first meeting will be tonight in Anchorage. The next one will be January 19th in Delta Junction, then 2 in Fairbanks on the 20th, then Healy on the 24th, Talkeetna on the 25th, and back to Anchorage for a final meeting on the 26th. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.